Tzvi Yosef. Dichui to Abai's right. Amar Abai, you know Aminaba, Damarari Barchama, Amar Abhuna, Lechi Aboilet, Bidoifne Shel Mavoe, Pochis, Ma'arba Amais, Nidoin Mishum Lechi. Venu Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiroi. Dalar Amais, Nidoin Mishum Mavoe. Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiroi. It's like Rav Yosef, it's not a riot. Rav Yosef, Lapuke, Miteres Lechi, Adika Arba Amais. The mehevi mavui afila barabot tfachim nami havi mavui. Tosfos here says Rav Yosef lapuke miteres lechi adika dalam is kosher. Rav Yosef gufei kamar lekaman al diber Rav Huna shmamino. Shmamino is very important here. Shmamino meshech mavui arba amos. So I think what's bothering Tosfos seems to be the shmamino. In other words, Rav Yosef seems to accept from Rav Huna's din, Shema Mino, you see, the din of Mavui is that Taka Dal Ramas. B'doichak loymar dahayno lapuki miteres lechi. Tosfos says it's hard to say that the Loshen Shema Mino, he means like he means over here, lapuki miteres lechi. Very hard to fit that in. So Tosfos is asking, as I see it, on the Loshen of Rav Yosef. The idea that Rav Yosef has said his din, could say his din by Moshe, that doesn't really bother Tosfos. What's bothering him is that Rav Yosef seems to have said Shema Mino. In other words, he saw in Rav Huna this din. He was accepting that from Rav Huna it's Muchach this din. But the idea that in the Lechi HaMoshe, when the Lechi comes out from the wall, that we would say the Sfara of Adika Arbamos, Lapuki Miteres Lechi, Adika Dar Arbamos, to say that Sfarah, that doesn't bother Tosfos. I think you see it again also in the next Tosfos. Tosfos says, Lechet Aboilet Midoifni Shilmobi, Ein Pirushoi, Kahidila Kamon. Tosfos says, the parish is not like the Gemara later, Lechi Amoshech Midoifni Shilmobi, Dehosam Moshech Chutz the Mobi, Lorke Shilmobi. So Tosfos says it's a different case. There's a case here where it goes in, a case where it goes out. And then Tosfos kind of nonchalantly says, Abaye's raya, minoha milsa, he could have brought it from later. He brought it from here, but either of those cases is an example where Abaye could have demonstrated his raya. A mavui is dalet amas. And it almost sounds like from Tosfos in the casual way, the same way Abaye could have brought from there. So Rav Yosef would have answered the same thing. When you see the Ran, a very, very different picture emerges. Yes, the Kashrim, Tamar, Kevin, Dikli, Dhui, Hochi, Gabi, Dichter, Avuno. Dalmar lechi amayshichim doifnei shel mavoi pachis mital ramis didim shim lechi v'amar v'yosef kufei alosh mahuna meshich mavoi ba'am amis amay le dochi ki hocha delapuki miteres lechi dika arba amis. So there the Ran asked it as a kasha. So why didn't v'yosef, why did he say shema mino? Why didn't he say what he says here? So you see also in the Ran, he understands that can't be what v'yosef meant over there. But why didn't he say that? V'yosef loimar. Now the Ran says there's a big difference. Hosam, kevin shalechi moshuch l'orkei shel mavui, kol shu nimshach kishir oirech mavui, nofuk le'miteres lechi. Hilkach le'efshel edchuyi b'chiyai gav. Says the Ran, there's a major difference. When it's a lechi ha-moshuch, when it's going out, when I get to the shir of arba of dalet tfochim, the shir mavui, nofuk le'miteres lechi. Aval hoch, Shalechi boilet the roch bishal mavui. Afal gav davi kishir mavui le napik miteres lechi. Adahavi arba amais. Says the Ran, there's a major difference. When it's going out, it's taka true. When you get to dalitzvach, when you get to shir mavui, it's not a lechi anymore. But when you go this way, he says, kolzman, that it doesn't reach the shir of dalit amas, it wasn't nafik miteres lechi. And therefore, it's still kosher. So the Ran has introduced a chiluk and din. It's not like just Tosfos. Tosfos seemed to be, it's kind of annoying that a sugya later and about what Rav Yosef's approach, but really the answers were appropriate in both places. The Ran seems to be saying they're inappropriate. In this case, Rav Yosef's answer would not have worked. And he even goes a step further. Miklamachim kasha. Deha mahi ikala mipsha de meshech mavwe barba amos. Uchadem Rav Yosef Allah dehi vi hachi tikshel Rav Yosef. It's takashver. That case really is Rav Huna really is shver in Rav Yosef. Yesh leimar dein hachi nami. You're right. With Rav Yosef leislehi de Rav Huna. He doesn't hold takav Rav Huna. So why didn't Abai ask it? Akati leyodala. He didn't know Rav Huna's din. It's a bomb. I'll tell you the Ran is saying. It's a bomb. It doesn't say, it didn't quite say it that way. Didn't have a matzi tamud le mifrichocha mahi de Rav Huna vele have a matzi of Yosef lidchui. He had no answer. Akati leyodala. We didn't know the Gemara later. You guys know the keys. You didn't know the keys. You didn't know it. What's really remarkable here is something interesting. In other words, Abaye, usually we understand that Tanoim, Amoraim, are upgefrekt from Tanoim. You can ask an Amoraim from a Tana. These are Amoraim. Rav Yosef was an Amoraim, and so is Rav Huna. Abaye thought, you know, Rav Huna, he's a big name. He was a Talmud of Rav. Gemara says about Rav, a Tanu Palig. So Rav Huna is Talmud of Rav. You know, you can't argue with Rav Huna. The Ran says that no, that in fact is what's going on here. Rav Yosef really is prepared to say, I disagree with Rav Huna. And that's what he's going to have to say. In fact, when he said a Shema Minah, it was 100% right. From Rav Huna, you see, Taka, that the Shir Movi is Dalet Amos. Ledidi, I wouldn't say the Halacha. I disagree with the whole Halacha. I would say it's Dalet Tochen. So, a little bit of the Ran, there's actually the Machlekes here between Abaye and Rav Yosef. Abaye was saying to Rav Yosef, you can't argue with Rav Huna. And Rav Yosef was saying, I can. Okay, but there's obviously a more fundamental machlokes here between the Rishonim. You see that Tosfos seems to understand that Bein Lechi HaBoilet LeTeich HaMavui and Bein Lechi HaMoshech from the Mavui, in both cases, Rav Yosef's Dichui is appropriate. The Ran says it's only appropriate when it's Boilet. When it's Moshech, it's not. What's the issue and what is the machlokes? That's what we need to understand. All right. Before I do that, let's understand there is no. I read the Tosfos like this. Tosfos' kasha is from the Loshon Shema Minah. It's Mashav Yosef was Mekabalim. And Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos would prefer that the Loshon would have indicated Rav Yosef's Dichui. And he's saying it's hard to put Tosfos, the Rav Yosef's Dichui into that Loshon. But Tosfos seems to have understood he could have said that Dichui. Just the words don't seem to fit that. That's what he says. Deichach leimar. It's deichach to say that's what he meant. Had he meant it, I could live with it. But it's fair to say that's what he meant. No. That he means la puki mitaris lechi. That's how I read the Tosfos. He's leaving with Tzarachin. The Lashon Shema Minah is very strong. I realize that, you know, the Bach had to put it in, but I think that's a crucial Lashon here. And Rav Yosef sort of accepted this Raya, and Tosfos saying why, you know, he should have said, the same thing. That's why Tosfos goes on to the next Tosfos and tell me Abaye could have asked from there too. Nothing would have changed. It's just Abaye chose one of two places where he could have illustrated his halacha. But either place would have been an illustration. Either place, Rav Yosef could have said the same Dichui. Okay. Let's understand, I think, that there is, number one, a fundamental chiluk between the idea of Lechi going this way and the idea of Lechi going this way. A very basic, fundamental chiluk. In either case, and certainly Leibud Hilchasa, we pass on Lechi Mishum Mechitza, the Lechi is designed to be Misayim, to delineate the fourth side. In the case of Lechi HaBoilet, it's sort of, it's much clearer how the lechi is operating. By being boiled into the side, is saying, so to speak, this lechi, whether we'll learn it as the beginnings of a mechitza, of a wall, I think that it's a little different. We have this discussion this morning. I think the idea is it's paritz b'miluy, the whole thing is completely empty. When you begin to put something in there, Chazal said that once there's a partial wall in there, we now are going to envision the Hemshich as a Pesach. But either way, the aside is that this is something that is being saising that side. When the lechi goes out, it doesn't do anything to the Pesach. So where's the seal? Where's the mechitza? What's happening here? How is it working? It must be that at least it's a simen. It's a simen from the fact that this is going out, that it's acting as a symbol that the mavui ended here. And this is the hecker, so to speak, that shows me that from here and on is where the mavui ended. So the case of Lechi HaMashuch is completely an idea of hecker. It is something that is there as a symbol. It's completely symbolic. Its whole mahus is a symbol that this is where the mavui ends.
People outside?
And inside, you can't see the difference in the wall. It doesn't do anything to the Pesach. But I think they probably, the inside, they can also see where, I don't think you have to get into that machlegas where it's made for the inside. I don't think it's a rye on that. All right. But in the case of the Mavi Aboilet, that there is functioning beaker as a mechitza. That's really what its mahus is. Now Taisus informs us on Hamad Beis. Taisus tells us, afilu lamandamar lechi mishum mechitza, da'ayaloy lahoyal yaisim saisma, mikom okom heker tzas ba'inan. Taisus throws in that at least you need some kind of hecker. You can't throw hecker out of the sugi here entirely. But a hecker tzas ba'ina. So I see from here a major hecker. Only in the fact that it's a symbol that the mobile ended. By showing where the mobile ended, then it shows me this is where my side is. It's a chiddush. But it shows me this is where my side is. Yes. Because what's it doing there? This side. It's closing my pet. It's showing that this is the end of my mobile ended here.
I only see one line going straight.
So it's acting. So, one second. Let me develop it. That's what the idea is. There's something here that's a meaningless piece that's designed to be sticking out. That tells me it's like reflecting back on the model and saying this was the end. It's only one side. Oh. So there's a fundamental chilek between the two. In the Lechi HaMashuch, it's kulei heker. It's whole mahus is heker. In the Lechi HaBoilet, it's beiker a mechitza with a side quality of heker. A side quality. Heker tzas b'inin. Needs some quality of heker, but beiker it's a mechitza.
The Meshich is heker with a side thing on mechitza.
Okay, if you want to say it that way, fine. It's mahusa is heker, and that creates mechitza. Here it's mechitza with a side issue of heker. This is very important, I think, in understanding what's happening here. See, the case of Dalat Tvachim is very interesting. I'm harping back to this Rashba because I think it's important. The Rashba is the Kasha. When Rav Yosef said his statement, "Lapukim etaris lecha dika dal ramis," the Rashba said, "Utmiyali, demikomokom nidun mishem mavui kamar, v'meshech mavui bedalad my kamar, habalei lememar dal ramis, eino nidun mishem lechi, yoi nidun mishem kaisel." So why did Rav Yosef say Nidu Mishim Mavui? That's not right. Especially a Libra of Yosef, the Shir Mavui is Dalat Tvachim. It's not Dalat Amos. What does he mean? Mitechad Chak. It says Mitechad Chak. I admit that. But he says Yisoy. Yesh li loymar. Rav Yosef Moide. The Stam Mavui is in Adam Oysoy Sam Al Haroiv B'Pachis Mi Dalat Amos. really, you never see. People don't make a mavoi at Dalat Tvach. You make a Dalat Amos. Elishu choylek linyan adin. He's choylek l'gabi the halacha. Dafilu ben Dalat dinoi kim mavoi. Dalat Tvach has a din mavoi. But it's not apparent to people. It doesn't have the tzura until I get to Dalat Amos. Dalat Amos is how people recognize. That's how people see. A mavoi in general is Dalat Amos. So therefore, when Rav Yosef said, La puki mitres lecha dika Dalat Amos, he said, Nidin mishim mavoi. What did he does with that lashon? Nidin mishim mavoi was right, because the stam mavoi that people deal with, that people recognize, is a mavoi of Dalat Amos. So, I think what's happening here is this. Maybe. It would be nice to have a few more rayas and to build it up, but this is how I at least I see the machlekes Taisus and Ran. Taisus understands al derech the Rashba. By the way, the Rashba is essentially a teretz to the Ran's question. He's saying, at least in that point, what did he mean, shmamin and nidim? It's a little bit of a teretz there. He's saying like this. Rav Yosef is saying, aliba to the Rashba, that when I talk about a mavui, I'm talking about the mavui that people perceive, that people recognize. People recognize the mavui at Dalat Amos, not at Dalat Tvach. Therefore, I think Taisus will say like this. Even in a mavui with a lechem, lechi that's mashuch, the heker, that we say that symbol, that it has to be completely a symbol, is maintained kolzman, that I don't have a sheer mavui that is recognized by Bnei Adam. Kolzman, that I have that shear, I still have my lechi. What's my lechi? What's the symbol? There's a wall here that doesn't mean anything. It's a wall that has no real purpose. It's not understood to have any kind of chashivas, any meaning. Its only meaning can be to serve as the lechi for the mavui. When this lechi gets a purpose, gets a chashivas, it's viewed as something else, a kaisel mavui, then in Ochinami, it lost that surah. It lost the symbol. It's now something else. The whole symbol is because there's this unfinished, useless piece of wall here. When it gets its own chashivas, the symbol is lost. Says Taisvis, that symbol is only lost when I have the tsura, the sheer mavui, that is respected and people understand as being a sheer mavui. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says that that's not true. It's not a sheer mavui that people recognize and respect. It's the mahusa, it has the chashivas of a sheer mavui. When the sheer mavui is there, in halach, in din, it's nikba as having a din sheer mavui, so mimela, the chashivas is there innately, not because of the way people recognize it innately, but that innate chashivas is mevatel the din lechi, and makes it impossible to serve as a symbol anymore for the mavui, and therefore it's possible. But that's only this way. This way, it's a whole different story. Because this way, and this is important, this way, I basically have the mechitza. What's happening? I have this, leave it Taisus even, and the Ran, I'm sorry, even according to the Ran, even if I have a sheer mavui, but people don't recognize it that way. People don't see it that way. Here, where it's not the essence of the thing to be the symbol. It's a side, it's a heker tzas ba'ina. It's sufficient to me to have a shem lechi, kol zman, that it is nechshav b'ene b'nei odom, as not being a mavoi, as being a lechi. As not being a mavoi to them is only daramas. Less than daramas doesn't even have a tzur to b'nei odom. That fulfills this tangential din, this davar atzarech, the side halacha, that heker tzas b'inan. The tzas is fulfilled that at least has, in the eyes of people, as being something that isn't yet mavui, and therefore it's kosher. Until I get to Dalat Amos. When I get to Dalat Amos, the game changes. Because at Dalat Amos, it has its own chashivas. Bein mitzaratzmai, bein b'nei adam. There the heker is lost. And then the mavi now became possible. The lechi became possible. Whoa, I didn't get to that yet. That's next. Give me a chance. I didn't talk about it yet. That's what we're getting to. What was the Abaye's Raya?
It's not learning that it's working with what they
the halacha.
No, but the sense that because the actual halacha, what people see at the same time.
That's what's wrong.
Same thing. It's even better because they're like, they're the same thing. They're both halachas. And as according to Abaye, you know, he thought he. Rav Yosef was saying a chiddush. It's a little. It is dachuk. He's saying something that Abaye wasn't prepared to hear. He's saying, I'm not going with halacha, the chashivas mitzaratz. I'm going with the way people look at it. I don't think Abaye holds that's meaningful. That's significant. Abaye says the halacha is koveya. When this thing gets its chashivas, it became ois lechi, and that only happens in talanamis. That's why he feels he has a shtark haray, and it is a shtark haray. Nice, it is a shtark haray. Rav Yosef's answer is, what is he going to say about it? The dachuk mili is his response.
How is Ritzvah on the Rashi? And why? How was Ritzvah on the Rashi? What's the Rebbe said to him?
Until now, I was working with him. Yeah. I'm working with everything.
The halacha of Alechi is to be so similar to the Mavri?
Yes. Yes. In other words, as I said before, Alechi, as my understanding of Alechi, and it's we are going to... I'm going to have to touch on it, I think, in the Hemshech of the Sugya, certainly. But I understood, I spoke to Naftali today, if you have a Raya against me, I'm all ears, really, I mean it. I've understood on Lechi until now, to me, that even if it's Mishum Mechitza, Mechitza is a way of saying it's Messiah the side. But I hear the way it's working as it's a Pirtza, Paritz Milui. If you take away that Pirtza in some way, it's Ois Pirtza, Behim a Pesach. The Lechi turns it into a Pesach. It may use the lashon mechitza, but Pesach is also mechitza. It's a side. It's huh?
It's weakest mechitza there is.
Okay. All right, I hear.
We know it's mechitza.
That's sufficient for me. I mean, saying that the Rabbanu were machshav it this way. No, not. That was we're talking about a Kaira. I'm talking about now Lechi. I'm talking about Lechi now. Did I? Oh, no, I think that's how the Torah filled it in. But, okay, that's something different. Whoa. Now, Rashi introduces an interesting idea in this sukkah. I don't know why Rashi did it. And it bothered me. It bothered me very much. Now, it's if Rashi was answering Akasha. So then I know why Rashi had to introduce this idea. It sounds like Rashi held the Svara was so powerful that it had to be introduced and had to be dealt with. It's a simple Svara, says Rashi. So the idea, saying, as he says in Divrei HaMaskil Dal Ramos, he says, if you create the Lechi, then the halacha of Dal Ramos Nida Mishimavoi is eliminated. And he says a svara. He says, "Va'af al gav dilu av de mishum lechi havi kosher de mishum deriba b'stimosoi legarmi lechi mashu." He says a svara that if I'm creating it as a lechi, it's not made worse by the fact that I elongated the wall from if I did a mashu. Gara v'gara. That's the sugya. When it gets to Dalai Lama's Nidoin Mishum Avoy. What's Rashi's Svara? Now, I want to point out something. This bothered me. I don't know if it bothered you, but it bothered me a little bit. Tosfos is going to explain Rashi with an idea of curl. There's a curl here, and because of the curl, therefore the Mavoy is kosher. It might be true. Might be true. Taisus says it's true. I'm not questioning Taisus. But what I mean is this. In other words, that svara of talking about a curl, and the Rishonim go on and they say in the Rashi, I didn't bring out another point, Rashi says it's only true this direction. In this direction, says Rashi, when it's Moshech, even if I made it, L'shem Lechi, when it gets to Dalanamas, Nidim Mishimavli. What's the difference? If there's a curl, there's a curl. So the Rishonim say, well, the curl is stark this way. This way, the curl, they seem to say it's weaker. That's the push-up shot, it's weaker. In other words, if that's the whole svara, So is that why Rashi is coming with this svar? He came with it. He inserted something into a sugya that's shver. The Achronim have to explain it. And he did it because it must have been without a rai, without answering a kasha, because the svar was stark. Is that the stark kind of the svar is because Rashi knew there was a curl? I wasn't comfortable with it. I wasn't comfortable. I think there's more going on here in Rashi than meets the eye. We'll see in a moment. In Sukkah, I have the sheet. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. And Daf Chaf. After you test them at base, it goes all the way through to Chaf and Aleph. Mishnah talks about a machzelis kanim. A reed, a mat of reeds. You ever see a mat of reeds before? You better believe you did. So you see them, where do you see it? Schach, every sukkah, it's the most popular thing in the world now. Everybody uses it for schach, the machzelis kanim. So there's an interesting halacha. That's kindness, Rabbi Yisai. G'dayla asal l'shchiva, mekabelas tumah v'nesachin bo, v'sichuch, mesachin bo, v'eina mekabelas tumah. So the Gemara says, there's a big difference, the Mishnah says. And the sugya, the whole arichas of sugya, you test it with beis, chafam and aleph. If you made the machzelis to be a mat to sleep on, do you sleep on your schach? You better not. If you do it, you get in trouble. If you use it to sleep on, it isn't comfortable. I don't know, maybe in Thailand it's comfortable, but by us, we don't sleep on those things. They don't seem very comfortable to us. But if you sleep on those, Rabbi Yisai, and make it for that purpose, guess what? It's possible. Why is it possible? It's a kli. A kli is possible to be schach. But if you made it for sichuch, if you made it for Mr. Kindness to be kindness, then it's kosher. If you remember when it came out, Rav Yoshev wrote letters. He said they certainly make it for sichuch. It's not made. There's no chash. There's no hav. That was the whole issue. Today everybody uses it kaseda. But I remember, maybe this before you guys remember this. I don't know how long they're around. But I remember when they came out and the letters went back and forth. There were people apostle them, people machshon them. Today everybody uses them and it's davar pashut. And look here it is. Part of the issue was what's it made for? It's made for sichuch. Leisman de palik. Oh. But you see something interesting. What you make the item for determines what it is. If I made it to sleep on, it's a mat. If I made it for sichuch, it's not. I think that's where...
If you sleep on it one night, or it's nice, night designated for sleeping, it suddenly becomes a sleeping mat.
You know what? The place can talk about it. You're right. The Baal HaBayis, the owner, has a capacity to determine what his thing is for. Not denying it. There seems to be a halacha here. You see where I'm going now. So he's jumping the gun here. He sees where I'm going. There seems to be a halacha here that what I make the thing for is crucial. If I change the game in the middle, it's tricky. It has to do with who the owner is, and there are halachas about it. You can only make it worse. I don't think you make it better. Once it became a machzelis, it's not so easy to you have to make it ois machzelis and turn it back into schach. But I'm understanding Rashi in this way. Rashi is operating with such an idea: the asiyah of the lechi to be a lechi turns it into a lechi. A lechi is not a kaisel mavoi. And it doesn't matter whether I made it a little bit or a long way. That's what a lechi is. A lechi's job is to be mesayim and be meishech and to be mechitza. So it doesn't matter how big you made it. It's a lechi. Once it's made as a lechi, it cannot convert and become a mavoi. That's the Pashut idea. Because that's what it is. I made it to be a lechi. I didn't make it to be a kaisel shemavu. A kaisel shemavu is not a lechi. A lechi is a halachic instrument that chazawa koveya to be matir and machshir as a mavu. It's a word you only use in Hilchas Erevin. You don't use it on the street. Hey, it's a lechi. Yo, take a lechi. Nobody sells lechis in the street. You don't make ass call because I need a lechi. Because a lechi, says, oh, you want to need an Erevin? That's what you think should mean. Otherwise, you don't talk about lechi. Lechi is a lechi term that's used in terms of Erevin. I made this for this purpose, to be the thing that is going to be matir my mavui. That's a lechi. It can't become a mavui. It doesn't matter how big you make it. If it's this, it's not that.
there's a tzur of mavi, and it's in the tzur of mavi. It's for the mavi.
That's what the tzur of it is. The tzur is to be as Taisus asked the kasha. Taisus said it should be soy same. It's soy same. That's what it is. So what's the difference if I go this way? The difference is this. If you're going this way, I'm making an object to be a soysing. If I'm going this way, I'm making it to be a symbol. Well, it's only a symbol. Kol Zman it doesn't become a mavui, a kaisel mavui. You can't make a scarf and say I'm making a hat. It's what it is. The Mahuso is what you made. This object you're making is a kaisel mavui. You can't say it's a symbol of a lechi when you made a kaisel mavui. Says Rashi, there's a big difference. If I made this, only until this year can I say I made a lechi. From here not, I didn't make a lechi. Why? Because the whole kayach of it as being a lechi came from its symbolic quality. The symbolic quality ended at Dalet Amos.
Symbolic quality or the asiyah?
The symbolic quality, the symbolism. This is symbol. The symbol can only exist so far as it's symbolic. It loses its symbol in Dalet Amos. You didn't make a lechi. You made something else. You wanted to make this, and you made that. But if I go this way, that's what this thing is. This is Messiah, not through its symbolic quality, through the fact that it closes off the mavui. So if I made it b'teres lechi, it doesn't ever become a kaisel shel mavui.
Even though most people, when you see it, will see it as a tzuras mavui, it's a kaisel. And with tzias, it's a kaisel. So it doesn't matter as a
Right. Oh. So Rashi, it's interesting. Rashi seems to have addressed this issue from its halachic point of view. I don't see Rashi as even necessitating the curl. Its halachic quality as lechi is sufficient to give this din, lechi, that it has the din heker and everything that is included in it to be matir by mavui. Rashi never raised the curl because Rashi held it's a davar pasha. This is true. This is a simple svara. You made a lechi. It's not a mavui. It seems from the Rishonim that they did not accept the svara. Taisus kasha, the way Taisus responds, the whole idea of curl. Taisus does not seem to have understood this. Taisus seems to have understood that in spite of the fact that he made it l'shem lechi, I still need that heker tzas. And therefore, Taisus said that the heker tzas is niskayim through this curl. I'm going to try to go further than that, but hold on. In this side, the curl won't work. It's not enough to create the symbol. So it won't defeat the purpose of when it gets to Shir Movli. There I need complete symbol. The Heker Tzas is meaningless. In this direction, the Heker Tzas is enough. I don't know what this is totally. I'm sharing with you. I don't know. In other words, to me, the idea of what I said that I created for that purpose seems to be a very strong svara. It's very tempting. I don't know if I have the guts to do it. It's tempting to start seeing the Beis Yosef Sfarah in the Shitas of Taisvus. That this isn't all about, I made it, I changed the mahus of the thing. It's much more like there was a kvias over here. It was nikba by the gavra. Somehow it's, I'm not saying that exactly the machlegas dibor versus asiyah, but the asiyah sagavra is not that I made a chetz of a lechi. The asiyah is sufficient enough just to be koveyayet, a kvius, that this has the halachic din lechi. But if the halachic din lechi is, it needs some kind of heker, so I need, where's the heker over here? It says, Taisus, there has to be a curl. I don't know. But that's what I see is going on. I think, so what do we do? We explain the machlekes, Taisus, and the Ran. We explain the chiluk between this way and this way. And I've explained the Shitas Rashi and how Rashi is learning. I think that the Rishonim that argue with Rashi, they obviously do not hold. I say obviously. I this is how I see it. They do not hold, including the Rashba and Avodas HaKodesh, The Rashba's understanding, I think it's a lottery shonen, by the way. I think it's the Riaz. It might be the tour. I think a lottery shonen hold this way. It's not like a Das Yochi. And the idea is that this idea that Rashi says that the din lechi, that's nikbal yidei the gavra, is sufficient to produce this heker. The heker mitzad the halacha, that's not true. In order to have the heker mitzad the halacha, I need to have something more. I need that it's b'nei adam see it that way. And therefore, they did not accept the whole svara mitchila, the fact that I made it as a lechi, turned it into a lechi, and therefore it'll never be nidoin mishimovui. It can be nidoin mishimovui because people see it that way. So Taisva said, there's a kol. These Rishonim don't know that there's a kol. They don't accept the fact that there's a kol. If there's no kol, then luck isn't true and it has the same din. Good? It was quiet, being stared at. I don't know. You know what? They provided as the Yishuv and Rashi. They provided to explain Rashi. I don't know. I don't know. As my Shreya would often tell to me, I'm happy I got this far. That's how I feel today. I'm happy I got this far. All right. You want something? You want Chumash? What do you want? Something for a little more?
Yeah, I want to know why the reason.
Oh. Okay.
Why are these reasons enough to do the Machlokes Rashi? Because we're wondering about whether or where Rashi is coming from. That's enough to carry Machlokes Rashi.
I didn't say that. I said that I understand my problem with Rashi that I came to the. I am making a little Machlokes. I admit it. Well, I saw it because I don't see Rashi introducing the code. That's that. You'll agree with me. And I understood when I was struggling to understand this Rashi, I was looking for something that is such a strong svara that it's something that Rashi had to deal with and put into the sugya. And I thought the curl idea was weak. I thought it was something that you're saying to explain the Rashi, not something that's inherent in the svara that Rashi had to say this chiddush la'alach. So I suggested something that I think Rashi said is mucha like that. And I think Taisus doesn't accept that, and therefore says, okay, then this is the pshat. If you want to say that Taisus Rashi means like Taisus, I'm not going to argue. That's what I was looking for. If you say otherwise, then you have to say this idea of kol was so posh that it was mechayev Rashi to say a chiddush in the halacha of the sugya. I found that a little harder. It's just how I was thinking, where Rashi was coming from. I don't know where Rashi wanted. I don't see him being miyashiv akasha with it. I see him just making trouble. So you won't make trouble if well, hey, he has a kasha. I made the lechi, he has the kasha. If you made a lechi, of course it's good. Yeah, of course. That's so you're not talking about that. He had the kasha because that's what was bothering him. In this week's parasha, exactly 1.5 minutes. What can I do in 1.5 minutes? Let's see. In this week's parasha, we start out with Avraham Avinu purchasing a kever for his wife Sarah. Ibn Ezra says, you know what we learn from this parsha? The chashivas of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Isn't it muchach? Of course it's muchach. Somebody dies in Borough Park. You send them, take the trouble, send them to Eretz Yisrael. You see, wait a minute. Where did Sarah die? She died in Eretz Yisrael. So what should he have done? He should have sent her to Brooklyn. Where do you see the chashivas in being buried in Eretz Yisrael in this parsha? Where should he have buried her? What does he mean? You see something else very strange in the parsha. Avraham Avinu, who is he talking to here? Is this a private purchase from Ephraim? There's a lot of people here at this. The purchase is done. Vayakam Avram me'al p'nei ches, he goes, Vaydaber el b'nei ches lemor, he goes to b'nei ches, what do I do? B'nei ches tell him, you know what, they say, first, take what you want. Avram says, no, he goes back to the b'nei ches, he says, b'nei ches, I need a place, b'nei ches, tell him, take him from Ephraim. Okay, we would expect at this point for Avram Avinu to go off into a room somewhere and they'll start negotiating. That's not how it happens. Ephraim yoshev b'seich b'nei ches. Vayanef v'nachitiyas Avram b'oznei b'nei ches l'chol b'ayishar iroi lemar. The whole public incident going on over here. What's going on? Why are the B'nai Ches players over here? What are they doing here? The negotiations are start. Hey, Avram, we got a deal for you. Go, here's the deal. So I think what's going on here is something else. Rabbi, this is the moment when Klai Yisrael is taking off. Avram is making a purchase, not for himself. He's creating Admas Yisrael. He's creating something for this new nation that he knows he's going to be the father of. He's now creating for the first time in Admas Yisrael. And this is not a private purchase between him and Ephraim. This is Avram with the B'nai Ches. It's an international purchase. He's creating a kind of a sovereignty of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the purchase is Dafka with the B'nai Ches. And that's Dafka. Why, when he pays the money, the Torah says it was Arba Me'os Shekel Kesef Oiver Lasecher. Zok the Targum, Arba Me'os Silin Dichsaf Miskabel Secher Bechol Medinta. It's international currency. It's not just money, it's international currency. Because what's being created for the first time is an Eretz Yisrael. A Eretz Yisrael, a nation, something that's going to be owned by the Am Yisrael for Yisrael. This is not the first purchase, the only purchase like this. Yaakov Avinu does the same thing in Shechem. And David HaMelech did the same thing in Yerushalayim when he bought for the karka for the Beis HaMikdash. These were all purchases that were made to create Am Yisrael, land and nation Am Yisrael, land for Am Yisrael. In fact, there's a medrash that says that the Goyim are still can't take the fact of these three purchases. The purchase of Hebron, the purchase of Yerushalayim, the purchase of Shechem. What bothers them? Because this was the creation of the whole Eretz Yisrael for Am Yisrael. It's a nation. Yisrael is going to own it. It's national property. In fact, there's an interesting Rashi. I think it's Rashi. Maybe it's a medrash. It says when Yaakov went into Shechem, it says there's a different sheet. There's one says he started making wells. He started digging wells for the tzibur. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like public works programs. And you almost like smell it in the medrash. Like he's doing things for the tzibur, for the city. This is the pshat and the Ibn Ezra. When you see the chashivas of Ben Yisrael, it's just prepared Eretz Yisrael. It was Eretz Yisrael because it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Then it was Eretz Canaan. Avram Avinu is creating Eretz Yisrael. He's creating the whole mahus. He went out of his way to do this. Why? So Sar should be buried in an Eretz Yisrael, not in Eretz Canaan. Boys, have a good Shabbos. Somebody told me that Rabbi Yochanan's wife says the same thing. And then someone else, Rabbi Yochanan's wife, and then someone else over the Brisker Rav said it. So, it's, I don't know where. You know, you can, from last 10 years or last 50 years.
7 years ago.
Oh, for me. No, you can't give away my secrets. They thought I thought of it today. Yeah.